Welcome back to Jacked In AM 1150. Time is 5:49, by the way. little early. It's time to Let's Talk Social. Scott Davis joins me as he does each and every week at this time, give or take 45 seconds. Scott, interesting topic for this week.
Yeah, and it just showed up kind of on my phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about Kelowna.com. And it was a new kid on the block. Big news last year when it kind of arrived. Yesterday at 2 o'clock, I received a text on my phone that said Kelowna.com's having some serious troubles. So I looked back and I thought, well, I should probably check this on out, and made a few confirmations. And sure enough, I tweeted it on out. We got a whole bunch of confirmations that last week the employees of Kelowna.com all received notices that they were being laid on off.
Mm-hmm.
So what I wanted to discuss tonight was, you know, what happened? Did, you know, the Sharks come out and get these guys? Heads going to roll in any similar businesses? So I wanted to sort of have a quick review of Kelowna.com, because really everything that they were doing made sense.
Yeah, well, okay. we'll get to that in a moment. The one thing, though, that I do want to mention, and as you put it out in the Twitter sphere, there was words out there that perhaps they had gone bankrupt, and I know that that was a discussion that was going on, and I would like to take this opportunity to let people know that I was contacted by those with inside Kelowna.com and said it is not going bankrupt, and I quote, it's just most likely going much, much lighter on local news, and that is a direct quote from an email that I got.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we did read that. We did get contact from Marshall Jones. He's the editor at Kelowna.com, and he said exactly that. It was like, we're not bankrupt. It's like, as you mentioned, we're just going to go much, much lighter on local news. I must admit, personally, sort of skipping ahead a little bit, I find that kind of ironic, because I read Kelowna.com. I was reading their local news today, their article. One of the articles that they had was that Heavyweight, one of the big media heavyweight, Chorus Entertainment, is trying very hard to arrive into the Okanagan and to broadcast its new local station, which they're calling Local One. And this TV channel is dedicated to hyper-local news.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting that Kelowna.com is saying they're trying to go much, much lighter on it, and the big guys are trying to come in heavy-handed and say, we want to cover it. So there might be a little bit of discrepancy there.
Yeah,
so,
it begs the question then, what went wrong? And I think that still, I mean, you know, short of knowing the inner workings, and again, you and I can just sit here and speculate, but I do appreciate your, because you work with businesses, you work with advertising, you work with marketing, and especially social media.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to get your take on this, that on paper, as you just said, seems like everything was going smoothly.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And, you know, that was why I got so interested very quickly about it. You know, 2003, Castanet took off. The forest fires made sure that they were really, really big. And then 2009, forest fires for Kelowna.com takes off.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to they stopped.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
I see a trend.
Out loud, please. No, honestly, I'm not speculating anything. I'm just saying. Hyperlocal news. I was working on a hyperlocal news project at the particular time when Kelowna.com showed up on the scene, and they had lots of money. The domain name worked, and it seemed like they had a game plan. I was definitely scared with what I was working on at the particular time. And I think people were happy to see, you know, Castanet was getting old. Sorry, guys, but it was. Everything was really looking good. Social media, such as Twitter, was just starting to get a little bit more understood. And newspapers in Kelowna were scaling back. That's what we were reading from the newspapers, that, hey, we're cutting back. So it all seemed correct.
And with a name like Kelowna.com, I mean, typically, I mean, that is like a money name. I mean, aren't domain names, like simple domain names, some of the highest price, like pizza.com and taxis.com? Kelowna.com, for all intents and purposes, should be the perfect name.
All intents and purposes, it was, and I'm not denying that. There was a great article that came out yesterday. It was put onto a blog site, NeoView. If you haven't read it, NIEOview.com. It's entitled "Lessons from a .com Geodomain Hyperlocal Meltdown." Read it. It discusses a little bit of that content. Adrian was a reporter at Kelowna.com until he got laid off 2 months ago. And he writes his thoughts about the meltdown. But one of his statements that I want to just quickly highlight, which I think talks about what I do a lot, It says, as a journalist, we have to go beyond simple delivering the same kind of content that appears in newspapers and or television. I think we have to do more to adapt to a web interactive nature. We need to figure out how to use things like social media, not just to draw readers to our sites, but to bring them into our virtual newsrooms and give them a say on what stories are covered and how. That struck home with me. I think many people these days, they don't want to be told the news. They're much happier being the reporter. People are much very interested in what affects their lives, their friends' lives, in a very up-close, personal way. And that's why Facebook and Twitter, the 140-character update, has become such an important part in the social media and the interpretation of news. And we've discussed that lots.
Yes, we have. And kind of how some, you know, while we see this coming, though, and I don't know, maybe this applies to Kelowna.com, but certainly applies to, I could say, conventional media, how we're kind of stuck because it's not an actual transition. It's a slow-moving transition. So it's not like traditional media. There aren't people out there that still don't want to get their news and information in a traditional form. So we can't forget about those people.
No, we can't. And I think that that's a little bit to do, and I sort of discussed that a little bit further, with Kelowna.com's demise, perhaps, or their scaling back into this different format of news, is what perhaps their understanding or perhaps maybe misunderstanding of what the client really, really needs and wants. I mean, we're in an area where, like I said, we're not wanting to be told anything. We want to do the storytelling. People who have online blogs consider themselves as writers or journalists in, you know, their basic form. People want to explore their entertainment in an interactive way, their news in an interactive way. We've got an onslaught of 3D movies, TVs, 3D TVs are coming on out, and Wii Game Interaction is all sort of talking about the way that slowly things are changing. And I think Kelowna.com came along with a lot of cash and a great idea, but things just don't quite evolve very quickly as they thought, whereas Castanet had been doing it for 9 years and just slowly edging their way in. And Kelowna is a very conservative little area. It's very, very slow at changing back to something that it's already doing.
Exactly. And let's not forget that Castanet did not have their own struggles when they first started as well. So, I mean, you know, they had a bit of a scaling back when they first started as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure, you know. And I think that it's an interesting concept. I mean, one of the things I wanted to do with the issue is Kelowna.com's website, getting back. I mean, getting people to go to the website's one thing. Trying to get people to come back is another thing. But all in all, Kelowna.com has one thing to do, and that's make money. And I wanted to focus a little bit on their revenue stream. When you're a online company and you're selling, what can you sell? If you're not selling a product, what is that product? For them, it was online advertising. That's how they made their money. So obviously, if they're having to lay off some employees and scale back, perhaps the money isn't quite there or being the generating revenue that they thought it was. Advertising Kelowna's business online, it's those little tiny ads on out there that you see on the side. Now, who clicks those anymore? Does anybody click? I'd love to get a phone call in right now from somebody who says in the last day, maybe they clicked on an advertisement that was on the side. I don't know.
I don't click on them. That's all I know.
We're all sick of those ads, correct? Yeah. I mean, they're just,
We're trained to look past them.
They're changing, they're flashing, they're blinking. So who's going to pay for these things? This is what I'm kind of putting on out there.
Okay.
But then again, we've got the giants. We've got the big giants. iPhone 4.0 released this week. The big thing that they're promoting is the iAd. So these are advertisements that can be paid for by any business or person to appear on your iPhone during searches. Okay,
wow.
So Apple's doing it.
Yeah.
Twitter
yes.
this week just announced sponsored ads. So ads will stay basically in your feed depending if you're searching something and there's an advertisement, the more people that click on it or interact with it or retweet it, it's going to stay in the general public Twitter feed. So the only way for these big companies, a lot of the time, is just the same as Kelowna.com, is to use online advertising, those click adverts on the site to make money, to generate revenue, to pay the incomes of reporters, etc.
Right.
So it's interesting. How do you get around it? And I think Kelowna.com has to understand that there's a perfect platform and place for them. You know, you can't just throw them on up and hope they stick. You can't. It's all about brand recognition, not clicks, all right? And that's the thing. When I've been in marketing and advertising, brand recognition is one of those components that gets discussed over and over again. And people place crazy values on it and sometimes not enough value on it. People who are selling those advertising spaces have to understand better than anyone through analytics, metrics, and return on investments that those brands, it's not about clicking, it's seeing over and over and over again.
Right.
So Klarna.com and other people have to sort of recognize that by selling and telling their clients what the bonus is of online advertising and how to use it, that they are going, everybody's going to benefit. So there is value with those online advertising that might not have done so well with Klarna.com. But what you want to do is get a professional that understands how to integrate them into a campaign that's going to benefit you and going to give you a return on investment. And that's what I really think Klarna.com might have quite not have understood, or they weren't doing such a good job of. But I recommend if you own a business, don't be afraid of them. Do go on out there and use online advertising. It does work.
All right. And on that, we have to end. I'm over time, Scott. And if you want to chat with Scott more about this, you can follow him on Twitter at Let's Talk Social, and you can share with him your ideas and concepts. Scott, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Jessica.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.